Well, Germany's cabinet agrees to send Patriot missiles and soldiers to the Turkey-Syria border. The government now needs to get the approval of the lower house of parliament. Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle says he expects a broad parliamentary majority. But opposition lawmakers are against the deployment because of fears of getting caught up in a wider regional conflict. The approval of the German cabinet follows NATO's go-ahead to deploy Patriot missiles along the Syrian border. The request was made by Turkey. The Netherlands and the U.S. also plan to provide further missile batteries. The move has sparked strong criticism in the region, especially from China, Russia, and Iran. Well, for more on that story, we're joined by retired Lebanese Army General Mr. Hisham Jaber, who's with us by satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Jaber, welcome to the program. First of all, share with us your thoughts on the issue of the deployment of the Patriot missiles by NATO.
Yes, since NATO did approve to send or to put batteries of Patriot on the borders in Syria, we are going, there is a problem, logistic problem in the number of those batteries. NATO had already a number of batteries of Patriot in Angelic base in Turkey. And we have here to clarify that Angelic base is not a Turkish base, it's a NATO base on the Turkish land. The batteries which are there already in Turkey are not sufficient, and the number is not enough to cover the borders between Turkey and Syria. Between Turkey and Syria, there is 800 kilometers borders, which is necessary to bring some batteries from the NATO members. United States of America will send batteries to Turkey, Patriot batteries, and it seems Germany, which is a member of NATO, also will participate in this operation. And Germany, this is the first time we see Germany participate directly in the NATO operations. Before, Germany did provide NATO with financial participation, like in Libya. And everybody knows that Germany is the maybe the only country in Europe which doesn't have any financial problem. The economy is very, very, very high in Germany. They are counting in Germany to finance the operations. And now Germany, as we heard, that will send batteries to Turkey to cover, as much as they can the borders. And I think to cover all the borders between Turkey and Syria, they need hundreds of batteries, and they don't have it yet. And I think the deployment of those batteries needs several weeks. I think so far, as they promised the NATO, made it clear in Brussels on the 4th of December that this NATO will be, those batteries will be under the command of the highest command of NATO, not under the command of Turkey. And this deployment, it will be for defensive purposes.
Mr. Jaber, the issue of Germany, as you mentioned, Germany is prohibited by international law to participate in any conflicts and wars. How do you see this participation by Germany? It's not only sending batteries, but it's also sending soldiers also.
Yes, the soldiers, as Germany pretended, they are not going to participate in any conflict. The soldiers are technicians to work in the German batteries of Patriot. And you are right, Germany is not allowed to participate in any conflict, but everybody knows that they can find a solution or any tradition or tradition and explanation of this participation, saying that Germany will not participate in case of conflict except in a technician part and to to control and and to manage the Patriot batteries.
Sir, we're going to have to leave it there. We're running short of time. Many thanks. Retired Lebanese Army General, Mr. Hisham Jaber from Beirut.